Welcome back inside the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Mike Bisseglia with you here on SeavillePodcast.com. Special part of our podcasting series, part number three, with Deepak Singh.
Chasing America of lollipops, nightclubs, and ferocious dogs.
We heard about the correct side, and now let's talk about Isabel, which was a hurricane back in 2003. But before we get there, you were introduced to Isabel through a plumber. And he explained to you what Isabel was, and I thought the best part of this was that this plumber, well, he was well-fed, as you put it. Now, in India, plumbers do not look, I guess, well-fed. Well, what do you mean by well-fed?
This plumber was pretty fat. I mean, like, was quite...
He was big.
He was a big guy, you know, like, had lots of things hanging around his belt, and he was sweating and panting and bending down his knees trying to fix stuff. Like, I thought he might need to, like, lie down for a while and rest, but... Plumbers that I've seen in India, they're like pretty skinny people, you know, they can crawl under the table if they had to, get down inside the gutter or whatever, get up, you know. So, I mean, this was like quite different. So that's what I mean by well-fed.
Now, I got a good laugh out of that one. Now, you were talking with your plumber, as we referenced before, the well-fed man, the large fellow, and he said, asked you when you arrived here in the States. You told him about a week ago, and then he asked you.
Yeah, he asked me, why did you get in... Come and when did you arrive in the country? I said a week ago. He said, oh, well, just in time for Isabel. So I wanted to ask him, like, who's Isabel? But he was on his way out. So he just left. He said that and left.
Now, at first, did you think, all right, I come to America and they bring women towards me, even if I'm a married man?
Like bring women or some famous lady that I was supposed to meet or somebody was giving a lecture in the university and I should really listen to.
Right.
I didn't know who she was. So that was it. That's how I knew. I mean... And then the next thing was that my wife told me it's the big hurricane who is like, which was heading in our direction and was could cause a big time, you know, loss and like destruction in Charlottesville. I had no idea what kind of destruction it could do because I had seen small like storms in India, which like knock out a few trees here and there and everything get back normal, like in 4 hours or 5 hours or 6 hours. But this was something else.
Yeah, it was. And so you went to sleep. Everything was good. You could start to hear the wind picking up. And then Isabel just arrived. And the next day you woke up and electricity gone.
Yeah, when I went to bed and when I woke up, I heard a lot of noises, a lot of sirens, like fire trucks screeching around Charlottesville. Like, and when I woke up 5 o'clock in the morning, like there was like a big carnage on the street, like, you know, this dumpster, somebody like, took the dumpster and dumped it on the street. And it was like garbage on the street and stuff like that. And like no power.
Mm. Now you lost it for 3 full days. Now think of anybody living here in Charlottesville or wherever you're listening. Mm. 3 days without electricity here in America. Mm. That's a problem.
Yeah, it was a big problem because I'm used to having power cuts. I was used to then a lot. So here, like in 3 days, and I thought it would be okay. But then everything that was in the house was connected to electricity, refrigerator, phone, cooking stove, and everything. So we had to go to friends who had like real gas stoves who can cook for us and eat. It was like being back in India, you know, but for too long, 3 days.
was the whole neighborhood almost just gravitated and attached to this neighbor who had the food. It was basically where everybody went for shelter to get some nourishment.
Yeah, I mean, like all these big stores in Charlottesville ran out of water and supplies. So we had to go to this person who had the stove and she would cook for us. And we survived for 3 days. It was pretty, pretty rough.
Now explain to somebody who might eventually be listening in India what that main difference is of when that electricity goes down. It's just... It's like a nuclear disaster almost here in the States.
Yeah, I mean, everything shuts down. All the roads, like road lights, traffic lights stop working and all these grocery stores run out of power because they cannot like have anything frozen. And it's a big problem because people like cannot buy stuff and people run out of stuff. And then it looks like life comes to a standstill here. But in India, it just keeps going because people are used to it.
Most important question.
Yeah.
Was the food from the neighbors, was it good? Did they make decent meals?
Yeah, I mean,
meals?
They cooked food right there, fresh food. So it was kind of cozy, like candle lights with food being cooked in front of you. It was
very nice. Very nice. Again, yeah. You're listening to Charlottesville Podcasting Network with Deepak Singh, Chasing America, our third podcast in our series. It's we get into more fun stories and excitement here in the United States and in Charlottesville. You've just been listening to the chapter about Isabel, hurricane back in 2003. Mike Visaglia with you.
Chasing America of Lollipops, Nightclubs, and Ferocious Dogs.
This is Mike Visaglia signing off.
This is Deepak Singh. See you next time.